A large portion of the American population will soon be 65 or older. How do we best care for this group? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rachel Savage, assistant professor at the Institute of Health Policy, Management, and Evaluation at the University of Toronto, looks into one way.
Both Canada and the United States are set to reach super age status in the coming decade, meaning over 20% of the population will be over the age of 65. Most will be older women with unique and often misunderstood health needs. Many older adults are aging alone in the community, even though we know being connected to family, friends, neighbors, and communities are crucial for health and well-being. Older adults are also at elevated risk for homelessness, something that can be exacerbated by financial disparity and social isolation, and a lack of access to and understanding of support services available. We need to rethink how older adults age in the community. Naturally occurring retirement communities, or NORCs, offer a community-based solution to these pressing issues. NORCs are a geographical area, often a high-rise apartment building, that has become home to a concentration of 30% or more older adults. Offering enhanced supports within NORCs is a low-cost approach to support healthy aging that bridges connections between older adults and their communities and creates a space where external resources can have a bigger impact. The Women's Age Lab, along with partners, is embarking upon a six-year research study to support the implementation and evaluation of three enhanced NORC supportive service models across 10 sites in Ontario. Examples of the intervention include on-site staff with specialized training and recreation coordination, mobile integrated health units to support distinct clinical needs, in-unit support for virtual care, and dedicated spaces for social and health programming. We hope our initiative will help establish a model for others to follow that will improve the quality of lives of older adults, mostly women, as they age in place.
That was Rachel Savage of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.